He regularly kept union authorities posted on the condition of his 55 miles of track between Richmond and Hamilton's Crossing, reporting on damages to the rolling stock of his line and others, which he knew was information as important to the Federals as it was to the Confederates. Ruth even placed an ad in a Richmond paper detailing for the city's travelers the schedule of his trains traveling north over a bridge that had been rebuilt after the Federals destroyed it, so the Union would know to attack it again. During the next 3 years, he would find even more ways to help the Northern cause. As the months of 1862 passed, residents began to worry more about Northern spies, saboteurs, and assassins infiltrating Richmond to deliver the city into the hands of our enemies, as one put it. Government officials became just as paranoid. A city ordinance had been passed urging residents to inform on neighbors if they saw anything suspicious. Winder's agents did not feel they had enough evidence to arrest the socially prominent Van Loo women, but that didn't keep them from trying to find some. Hoping to trick her into revealing she was working for Washington, a rebel operative approached Van Loo on the street one day, pretending to be a Union courier ready to take any messages she had north. Van Loo didn't bite. She feigned outrage when a group of Confederate officers barged into the house to snoop, calling it beneath the conduct of an officer and gentleman. The raid still turned up nothing. On June 21st, Captain Archibald Godwin, who ran the Castle Godwin prison, dropped by to warn her that she had been reported once more to authorities for paying improper attention to federal prisoners. She responded again by entertaining young officers from the Richmond Howitzers. A young man knocked on her door one day, asking to be boarded. Van Loo rented him a room, pretty much convinced he was a Confederate agent sent to spy on her. Better to have the snitch in her lair, she decided, where she could keep an eye on him. She wrote in her journal, "We have to be watchful and circumspect, wise as serpents, and harmless as doves, for truly the lions are seeking to devour us."